Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Clint in with us today, and we're here with you till 6 o'clock tonight, and we hand it over to Texans All Access. I guess a couple things here with respect to the Rockets. We have not talked about the Rockets yet today. On Friday last week, Landry Locker had a post up on sportsradio610.com. I don't know if you guys saw this, where it went into some detail about the decisions behind some of the Rockets' personnel moves over the last year or so, including, and the headline is probably the big ticket part of the story, but old Lockdog had a story up there. Breaking news: the decision to pick up D'Antoni's option next season was Tillman Fertitta's, not Daryl Morey's. And we know that since the season ended that the changes that have been made with the Rockets have all been relative to D'Antoni's staff, to where he's lost three of his top assistants. Irv Roland, who is also an assistant who worked closely with James Harden and Chris Paul.
And Sean, we should point out that option was picked up before this previous season.
Correct,
in the last few days the season ended. This was an option exercised before this past season.
Yeah, so...
For next season.
Right. So this is the final season coming up of Mike D'Antoni's contract, and the talk has been that that Mike D'Antoni is seeking an extension, and that Tillman Fertitta, at the very least, is amenable to extending Mike D'Antoni beyond this year, which I think would be normal protocol with professional sports teams. You don't see many coaches that are in good stead heading into a lame duck year.
Right, especially since the Rockets under D'Antoni have won more games over the last 3 years than in any three-year period in franchise history. They've won 173 games over the last three regular seasons, but his coaching staff has been decimated by management in the last week or two.
Yeah.
I mean, Roy Rogers, who else did you mention? Mitch Vanya, John Cho, Irv Roland, Jeff Bizdelic, all gone.
Yeah. So I'm guessing it's Daryl Morey who's going to be making the decisions, maybe collaborating with Mike D'Antoni.
I mean, was it that bad that you needed that dramatic an overhaul of the coaching staff? I'm not convinced.
I got mixed emotions, guys. You talked about it a million times, Sean, about it. I mean, do you run it back? And most time we say that, we're talking about players, obviously, in the roster. But, I mean, do you run it back with the same old coaches, players, assistant coaches, approach, everything? The answer's got to be no, right? If you decide to do that, I don't know that doesn't sit well with me at all.
But, Clint, I think there's a case to be made that this staff did a better job this season than they did when they won 65 games the previous season, because that roster was overhauled on the run, and from roughly the All-Star break on, they were playing like a 65-win team.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you, Rich. That's what I'm saying. I tend to lean towards, you can't run it back as is, but then you watch what's going on and the way it's all unfolding, it appears – the way it's all unfolding is, again, let me get back to the owner, the GM, the head coach, and the star players. You know, perfect world is, or at least what everybody should be striving to do, is get all those stars aligned, and then everything else around it, you know, hopefully falls into place. And what you see happening right now is the exact opposite, and it seems to be imploding from as far as relationships go, and those guys taking the next step forward to win games.
And how do you think D'Antoni feels about all those guys that are his guys?
My point exactly, right?
Without his, I would imagine, approval,
sure,
being shown the door.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, to me, that's a scary part of this. I want to see change, because I don't think what we saw this year is the right way to go about winning a championship. And I don't care about the regular season wins. I'm more interested in getting to the playoffs and be a serious contender in the end. And so I'm okay with the change, but boy, it sure is hard to understand how you take the approach of guys making decisions for others, or in reaction to other decisions that have been made, or stepping over guys to make decisions outside their office. I mean, to me, that's just it's hard to understand how you're going to get the stars back lined up by the time you tip next year.
Yeah. I'm curious that, you know, the article that Landry put up, the decision to pick up D'Antoni's option next season was for Tita's, not Maury's. There's part of that. The implication in that article is that there's discord.
Was looking to make a change.
That there's some sort of dissension going on, that Fertitta decided to go ahead and do that. Look, ultimately, you're the owner, and the buck stops with the owner. I'll remind people that it was Les Alexander was viewed as largely the guy who chose Mike D'Antoni in the first place.
Right, but picking up that option after last season was a no-brainer. Right. 65 wins within a very unfortunately timed injury of knocking off the Warriors and getting to the finals. Why wouldn't you pick up D'Antoni's option off of what they did last season?
Yeah, agreed. And I think, you know, when it comes to the whole run it back thing, Clint, you know, I think you look at it and go, okay, what moves can we make?
Yeah.
Right?
What's possible? Yeah.
What's possible? And right now, the fact of the matter is with the roster, there's very little that's possible in terms of big picture changes. There's no Chris Paul move available to them. There's no bump up in salary cap that lets them go out and get Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson in an offseason. There's no,
unless LeBron can convince Pelinka that we need Chris Paul in LA.
And then you'd be moving Chris Paul to LA and you'd be getting something in return that I don't know necessarily makes this team better.
Maybe not, but my guess is that that Tillman Fertitta winces every time he thinks about the Chris Paul contract, because anyone who's watched Billion Dollar Buyer knows that he didn't become a billionaire by overspending, by overpaying for things. And no matter how you may feel about Chris Paul, he's being overpaid.
He is. And now, look, it's the NBA, it's salary caps, it's bird rights where you can go over the cap to re-sign certain guys. So it's not the same. You're not living in the same economic world with respect to an NBA salary cap as you are buying beds and sheets and slot machines and meat and all the other things that Tillman buys for his, you know, 600 other restaurants and casinos out there. So that may be something that he has to adapt to. I'm with you. He probably looks at it and goes, I can't believe I'm paying $40 million a year for a guy who's scoring 12 points a game and he misses a third of the season with hamstring injuries. The fact of the matter is that I do want Chris Paul on this team. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, whatever it is you're going to ship off to get rid of Chris Paul's contract,
it's true,
you're going to have to take salary back in return. That's the way it works in the NBA. And who knows what's going to comprise that salary. Now, maybe if it's a bunch of guys who maybe you're not getting better, but it's a bunch of guys whose contracts are up after this year. Don't, you know, they're not 3 years left. It's just a couple of years left. Then maybe that's something that the Rockets would like to see. But the bottom line is I think there's very little they can do with the roster right now. It appears as though they want Mike D'Antoni back. So these assistant coaching moves and things like that, to me, have an appearance of, well, these are guys we can change. I don't know how much effect there's going to be, but these are guys we can change.
But Sean, I mean, when you talk about changing the roster, when you take into consideration what the Rockets do, what the approach is, which I'm assuming is the GM and the staff, I mean, could there be a better roster? Now, I understand you can't pay Chris Paul $40 million. I get it. You can't pay an old Hall of Fame point guard $40 million. I get that. But the way they're structured right now and the way things worked out this year, could they have played any better relative to and had any better roster relative to the guy to what they were trying to get accomplished with the analytics, the step back three, getting to the rack and getting to the free throw line? That whole dynamic, nobody does that in the league right now better than Harden. Right, I mean, that those things that I'm assuming are critical to play that style of ball, nobody does it better than Harden. I mean,
they were humming when they hit the playoffs.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. So when you look at it, you go, I totally understand what you're saying. It'd be great to have some flexibility, no question about it.
Yeah,
but I mean, really, with what they're trying to do schematically, is there a better player? Can you go? I mean, Eric Gordon filled the spot-up shooter role great. Tucker played the spot-up shooter defender role great. I mean, Capella, until the playoffs, played that athletic middleman great.
Those guys until the Warriors series, he was good against the
great.
Jazz.
I mean, if you did have room to change the roster, the hell could you do?
Yeah,
talking about the best player in the game relative to what he's the best. I heard somebody say it, maybe you talking about he's the best player in the analytical age or in that analytical offense.
Yeah.
He's the best player on a court.
Yeah.
I mean, what if you did have room to adjust, what the hell would you adjust?
I don't know what you'd adjust personnel-wise. The bottom line is the one thing they may need to change a little bit is the style of play. You know, you've talked about it, Clint. They may need to not go away from ISO ball completely.
Right.
Because you have the best ISO player on the planet
but
on your team.
Get a little more up-tempo.
Yeah.
That would be good.
And in the postseason, yeah, up-tempo or just some more movement on offense, whatever the case may be. I mean, it may be, if your point is that the moves out there to make the personnel may not be available to make the roster better, I think you're absolutely right with that. So you may have to take what you have and change how you operate what you have.
And that's been my whole point, Sean. You're not going back and forth. But the Chris Paul thing is you can't pay him 40, but let's try to get $25 million value out of him. How about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.